Right. 30-second check. Wait and ready.
30-second check, Cranston.
I'm waiting.
Seth.
30-second check, Father.
Thank you. Shoes, apron, hammer, brosser, anvil, blanks, flange brush and fashion scraper.
Shoes, apron, hammer, brosser.
Anvil, blanks, flange brush and fashion scraper.
Right. Wait and ready.
Wait and ready.
Wait and ready.
And I don't have to say it, do I?
Watch the wheel.
Exactly. 5 seconds and waiting. Go.
A life-size tableau of a northern grinder's family, circa 1840, turns slowly into the open air on its clock tower shelf, high above a modern shopping mall in an old northern industrial town. A town once famous for its labor and toil and gritty identity. We go with them as they perform their sharp mechanical movements. And we will stay with them for Half an Hour Behind the Times by Dave Feasley.
Still raining.
God, concentrate on the task.
Christmas tree, look.
Brosser, lad.
Brosser.
Flange, mother.
Flange. There now.
What's
that? Those woolens, the colours.
Concentrate, Connie. Fashion scraper.
Fashion scraper.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
Dumplings, then?
Not today.
We have to make a muckle this time of the year. You won't starve. Fashion scraper.
Fashion scraper.
Help. Why, this rain.
I see light. They're not candles, are they?
What are you on about?
Christmas tree. Down there.
Nice to have the time to look around.
Season of giving and goodwill approaches.
Ha ha.
Clock coming. Wait and ready for waving.
Oh, it goes right through me some days, that.
Commence waving. Right hands only. Maintain hand waving.
Let's get back inside, for God's sake.
If it's like this at six, we'll be soaked.
Wait and ready for reverse motion.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Less of that sort of profanity, thank you very much.
Well, look at this coat. Not as if I had another one.
Put some water on the old mother.
Soon get us all warm and cosy again.
Aye. Back to the job in hand. Are you fine and fettle, lad?
Sometimes. You too.
What's that, boy?
You're so homespun. I mean, so unbelievable.
What does the boy mean?
It's how we are. Plain folk.
Don't I know.
Not good enough for you, is it?
Why do you always say that?
Speak to your father with a civil tongue. He's not a well man.
Not surprising.
Some days I can hardly breathe.
Some days he can hardly breathe.
It's the job. The dust from the wheel.
It is not. That kind of talk could cost us our livelihoods.
What sort of talk? Common sense?
Anyway, it's tithing day on Saturday.
Tithing day?
No, what's wrong?
It's a tradition, Seth. Surely you're not growing up to reject all our fine customs.
Depends what they are, Mother.
Smedley's a decent man.
And we just bend the knee. Tip our cap.
He's a customer.
And a landlord.
We work by the piece. If I don't, someone else will. Result, no more customers. Result, no more money. Result, starvation.
Not starvation, Cranston. I won't hear of it.
Yes, starvation, Connie. I've seen it. You wouldn't like it. No more gravy. No more dumplings. No more turnips from your mother's fair oven.
Life brings some nice surprises.
Impudence, lad. That's impudence.
There, see, you've set your father off now. I warned you.
And that's not all. With starvation comes... It'll be...
Don't say that word in this house, Cranston.
I'll do it for you. The workhouse.
That's it. The workhouse. Degradation.
Sit down, Cranston. Sit down. Get your breath.
I can't sit down, woman. I've work to do.
Seth can take over today.
I was hoping to catch up on some reading, actually.
Come on, boy. You can help me. With some fashions to scrape for tithing day. You know what Smethwick's like with his fashions.
You know what I hate about this life?
I've the meal to make. Can't stand about here all day.
There's no way out. No way out at all.
Don't be so mabsy, lad. Pull yourself together. There's always been Slatterthwaite's making scythes and ettings in this town, and there always will be.
Sometimes, Father.
Sometimes, Father, what?
Sometimes you remind me of a character from a very bad play.
No time for plays. Flibbertigibbet, you bit nonsense for them as has got the time and money to set aside the daily tasks and the common round of duty.
Here we go. No time for books.
No time for books either.
Good heavens, no.
And as for seditious pamphlets written by ruffians looking to wreck the country's honest constitution, well...
What seditious pamphlets?
I don't think your mother and me don't know what sort of filth you've got under your horse here.
You've been going through my possessions.
And it's not very pleasant.
Don't have any privacy here.
Privacy? In this house we work as a team. An apprentice says do as they're told. Even on his sons.
No, it isn't your fault, Cranston. The accident.
Those pamphlets are about changing things. Improving the lives of people. Putting an end to injustice and misery and poverty. Giving people light, air and learning. Giving people...
Think I don't know about these things. I were on the streets fighting before you were born.
Food riots.
What?
How was just the food riots of 21?
Listen, I will.
No, stop it, both of you. Stop it.
I saw soldiers run down me mates in Roddington Street in this town.
Waste.
You what?
You weren't organised.
You weren't even born.
Well, you two stop now.
What have you got to complain about? Tell me. Lots of folks have never seen a dumpling.
You just don't understand, do you?
Seth, please.
You just don't try to understand.
I want the boy to answer.
I'm not going to answer.
You damn well will.
Oh, stop it, both of you.
Morning. I did knock. Thought I'd take a chance on it. Shall I come in? Yes, I will. Not a very nice one. Still, they did tell us it was on its way, and they do have a habit of getting it right. Can I put my tools down here? Yes, I can put my tools down here. Is that the kettle going on? I wouldn't say no to a brew. Might as well start fresh. I'm a three sugars man, actually. About as good for me as tin tacks, but I can't break the habit of a lifetime. It has gone quiet.
Do you have business with us, sir?
Eric Dawson, maintenance.
Is this your doing, Seth?
What?
One of your said friends from the town.
You can't resist it, can you?
Have you not had the red docket for May 23?
Would you care to state your name and business, sir?
Don't say I've got the wrong day. Here we are. 13th December?
That's the date, yes.
Relief all round and maintenance. 12-month inspection, paintwork, parts and workings.
Inspection?
We haven't done anything wrong, sir.
Drew and Prentice, engineers. I've not made a boo-boo over the site. Can't be another lot like you round here, surely.
Boo-boo?
You are a typical Grinders family unit working a small water-powered stone wheel circa 1840 on the banks of the River Ragley as it makes its glittering pathway into the heart of the town, increasingly troubled at this time by poverty and overcrowding.
The town? It's not that bad.
It's not that good.
I'm Constance Slatterthwaite. This is Cranston, and this is our boy, Seth. Also apprenticed at this time to his father.
Any chance of that drink, Mrs. Slatterthwaite?
Oh, I'm sorry. Get our visitor a chair, Seth.
Ta very much, young man. I won't take long. Got to get done. Have another job today at Rockbridge Ford. Do you know it? Oh, no, you won't. You couldn't. I'm forgetting. It's 1880. Big arc furnace.
Arc furnace?
We were not expecting anybody today. Inspection, you said?
It'll be the new computer. It's still making a pig's ear. The management will get it right one day, so they keep telling us anyway.
What do you want with us, Mr. Dawson?
Eric, please, check you over. Fixtures, fittings, paintwork, and the motor and the clock. Oh, and the bell. I think I'll just do a nod on that one. Can't abide working at heights.
We have to.
Point taken, lad.
We have no choice in any of this. That's the way of things, I'm told.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice. I'm only maintenance. None of this was my idea.
Whose was it then?
Well, most likely a project team. Lads called Nigel and Simon. Lasses called Francesca and Tamsin. Up to the shampoos in degrees. Full of smart talk and cold white wine. They have a little head-to-head and unfurl a few flags to few salutes. And after a couple more crates of Vino Blanco and some Parmesan lunches, presto! They've got a project underway. And basically, it's one of those natty, historical, fun little numbers. Absolutely vital on the front line of consumption.
Are you quite well, sir?
Damned if he is. The man's on ale.
Chance it be.
Consumption, you said?
Terrible business. I've seen good people taken by that.
I don't think he means that.
Don't you?
What do you mean, consumption?
Long story.
I want to know.
Show a bit of respect for visitors.
I was only asking a simple question.
You're all right. No sweat. Fair dues. I can see how the heritage lark can get to people like your good selves.
What lark?
This lark.
Well, what did he call it?
Heritage.
Your tea, Mr. Dawson.
Eric, please, Darlovy.
Heritage?
Nice and strong. You must have seen me coming.
I'm afraid we don't have any sweetenings. It's a bit costly.
No probs. Can only do me good like this.
This heritage? What is it exactly?
On the hour. On the half hour. Shopping in the mall. Wave, wave. All that. Oh! Oh, sorry. No offence.
And it's a lark.
Look, I don't want to make a thing out of this, kid. The lads are always telling me, keep your big gob shut, Eric. Let's get started, shall we? Paint work first, I think.
We have work ourselves.
Carry on, don't let me interrupt.
Seth.
What?
I'll need you to talk with the Brosson in the workshop.
I'm trying to talk to our visitor, Father.
Seth. Now.
Father, please.
Paint work. You've all done quite well, considering.
Considering what?
All the travelling you do.
Oh, it can be tiring. He's got this chest.
Oh, I'm going to make a start in the back workshop. I expect you to join me directly, do you?
Yes, Father.
It's tithing. On Saturday, he's very much on edge.
Are they a good team, then?
I'm not sure what you mean.
My little joke, sorry. I do know what you're talking about. Tithing day was particularly important to the whole of the grinding community because on that day, usually around Christmas, the senior masters would inspect the wheels, collect their water dues and, if necessary, fine incumbents for misbehaviour or bad workmanship.
That's right, sir.
Greedy dogs round pale thin bones. No one hears the pauper's moans. Is that right?
Oh, don't mind the boy, sir.
I was quoting.
Point taken. Always somebody on top. Blokes in suits and Volvos. Voice like barbed wire, ready to bollock you at the slightest mistake.
Do you mean the masters?
Certainly do. Capitalism, free enterprise, the jungle. Call it what you want. Them as has, and them as hasn't. Them with power, them without. Those who hire, those who are hired.
We seem of like mind, Mr. Dawson.
I doubt it.
But what you just said, it makes a great deal of sense.
That's just talk. Anybody can talk. It doesn't mean anything, not anymore. Things have changed, you see.
Here, nothing changes.
There's time. For you, there's time for change.
You should hear some of the speakers in town. There can be a different way of doing things. There will be changes. They make it sound so promising.
You remind me of Tom Rapley.
Who?
When I first started work, he was in the machine shop. Bit older than you, but absolutely convinced. Glassy-eyed. I'm going back a few years now. One day, we were all sat around at snap time on a Thursday, sorting through our wages, bonuses in them days, and looking forward to Friday and the weekend. And young Tom in the corner suddenly says, "You wait till the first of next month. Half of us in this shop will be down the road." And he waved his newspaper at us. I mean, it was one of their newspapers, not the tit-and-toss jobs us pros are supposed to get across every day to keep us happy.
Down the road?
The boot. Unemployment. Redundant.
I see. At least I think I do. What's happened?
He were wrong.
Oh?
But only by a week. And what's more, he's been wrong ever since, usually by a week in one way or another.
There was a speaker to the friend's house, a visiting speaker.
Anyone we know.
Talked about organisation, banding together, work people.
O'Connor, white hair, dark eyes.
Yes. Unions, he called them.
Your father's waiting, sir.
I'm telling Mr. Dawson.
You don't have to. I know. About this time, the discontent among the growing body of labourers and artisans produced a strong movement among them to regulate their own lives and conditions of work.
That's right. Father thinks he's wrong, but he's never been to a meeting. Never heard the arguments.
Seth.
I feel sorry for him.
I'm sure he's got his reasons.
He hasn't. He just wants things to stay as they are. That's all. He's afraid of
rocking the boat. He might have a point.
I'm sorry you've had to listen to all this, sir.
Don't mind me, Mrs. S. I see and hear all sorts on this job.
Heritage lark.
That's right. It's a doddle on the outside. All nice paintwork and neat tableaus. Music, lights, spectacle. But behind the scenes, well...
What? What is it behind the scenes?
In a word, history.
And that's something else,
I'll say.
What's the difference?
About 150 years in your case. Look, I'm supposed to be grafting. That scratch on your trousers, I'll have to note it for maintenance report.
Breeches? These are breeches.
They were. For our purposes, they go down as trousers. Sorry about that. But if I put breeches, the paint lad will probably daub you where it hurts. Thickest lot in the paint shop.
You can't stop now.
I'm not. I'm looking at your mother's bonnet and recommending a fresh white single gloss.
I don't mean paintwork.
It's not that noticeable, is it?
I have to report everything. Sorry, Mrs. Flatterthwaite.
Excuse me, sir.
How is it different? History from heritage.
Lots of ways. Matter of truth. Matter of telling. Heritage doesn't like complications. Doesn't like making us ask questions or think. Doesn't like too much reality. That do you, to start with?
You know a lot of things, don't you?
I would, wouldn't I?
You could tell me such a lot.
But I'm not going to.
Why not?
No time.
Time?
Not just that. I'm not supposed to.
Why not?
Company policy.
I just need to know.
I can understand that. Sorry.
That's the end of our speech together, then.
I might be tempted. Are those scratches under your upper arms?
The charter.
It, dived. I'll note them, okay.
Dived?
Good idea, some progress, great hopes, big crowds, thousands of signatures, but then it sort of went under, 5 out of 10.
Why?
People lost interest. Other things happened. The times changed. Don't press me too hard.
But you know.
Do you think so? It's not that easy. That's the trouble with history. Depends who's writing it, and when they're writing it, and who for. It's a big subject. Are those shoes all right?
What?
That left boot looks like it could do with a new toe cap.
You were telling me about history.
I'll make a note. Arthur Dobbs is very particular. Old school, see, craftsman. Cares about wood and texture and all that. Goes on for hours about it. Drives us bonkers. A dinosaur, of course. Exact opposite of the paint shop madmen.
I'm beginning to be sorry you ever came here today.
They often say that.
You've come like an open book. Without any warning, and now you're refusing to...
Fill you in.
What?
Provide an explanation. Give off the grist.
Will you have another mug of tea, Mr. Dawson?
I won't say no. Maybe that bread.
Of course. Or some mashed potatoes.
I shouldn't. Not on Wednesday.
Just the tea, tar, love. Mind if I smoke?
No, please don't. Cranston used to, but it gets to his chest.
Well, it would.
What do you mean?
The tobacco with the dust from the wheel. A definite no-no.
You know about that? The dust?
About this time... It is estimated that over 70% of the workforce contracted diseases of the respiratory system caused by the dust from the grinding wheels on which they spent their long working days.
The wheels. Lots of people think that, but we can't prove it. Father dismisses what he can feel in his chest.
Does he now?
It's in the heritage book, then.
Certainly is.
I thought you said heritage didn't go in for all that.
What?
Suffering and pain. Reality.
It does. And it doesn't. Heritage likes the gory bit. It brings in the punters, you see, the horror stuff. Makes a nice story. Takes the breath. Leads to a lot of tut-tutting. Aren't we lucky that's all done with now and what a way to live, etc., etc. Gets the old eyes popping, the lasses hooing and ahhing. Stops the kids from falling asleep and losing interest. But most of the time, it's a gloss. It's a painting over the cracks. Even the pain is made sort of easy.
How can that be so?
Tricky to explain. I suppose it's something to do with the way it's presented. It makes you feel it's just a story about the past. No connections with now, no links. Just a tale about somebody else. A tale with a shudder. Makes you glad to be alive now. A sort of myth-making. It's fixed his heritage, nailed in.
I'm not sure I understand.
I'm passing your paintwork, you'll be pleased to hear.
Which is which?
Which is which what?
When we're heritage...
You wave to shoppers out there.
And when we're history?
This is history. Real. This is you. Now. Day to day. Confusions. Hopes. Boredom. Injustice. Love. Misery. Hunger. Stains. Smells. Laughter. Pain. I could go on. One thing above all, kid. History is rolling. Always rolling. Think of it like a river. The sunlight on the water, the dancing patterns, but always moving, always flowing on. You can't convey that out there. Not that they'd want to know.
But you know.
Privileged. Maintenance men get to see it, hear it, feel it, only in small doses, mind. We're very lucky even so. Now, I have a question for you.
What?
Do you ever get any fun?
Fun?
Jollity, mirth, ha 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 ha.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I do. There's this game.
Tell me.
In town. With an old leather ball. In the square near the church. Saturday afternoon. Some of the apprentices. When they finish work on a Saturday. It involves quite a lot of pushing and running.
Gets in the way of the citizenry a little.
It does, Mr. Dawson. In fact, they don't like it one bit. The constables aren't quite sure what to do. Sometimes there's 30 of us. I reckon they might try to ban it.
They will.
What?
But they fail. In the end. But don't fret. The game goes on. Now, I must get back to this checklist.
Will you do something for me, Mr. Dawson?
I might.
Will you promise me something?
No promises. Sorry, kid.
Why not?
Because I know what you're going to ask.
You can't.
Try me.
Will you take me with you?
I'm never wrong. No.
Why not?
I wish I had a quid for every time I've been asked that.
Who asks you?
People like you. Behind the clock, people ask me.
When?
This job, it takes me round. Like this afternoon, the forge. There's an old woman there always asking me if I'll push her out into the field next door. All she wants is some more sunlight. Others want a lot more, mainly freedom. I get to meet all sorts, you see. Slate workers in Wales, potters in the Midlands, agricultural workers in Dorset, miners everywhere. They're the worst, miners. Always asking awkward questions and wanting to go here or go there at the end of the day. No can do. I have to tell them, it's bloody awful, and they can come to aid you for it, you know.
Why can't I go?
Out there?
Yes.
Impossible. Your heritage. You're sort of on loan. You belong here. No mistake.
Does it have to be on the half hour?
Afraid it does, in your case. That's the way you're made. Why I'm asking you about repainting.
It's almost too much to bear.
No, it isn't. Where would you go, anyway?
Stay with you.
No chance. Mrs. Dawson wouldn't take to a 5-foot grinder in the house, especially one circa 1840, who never stops asking questions and talking about revolution.
I could travel the country.
No, you couldn't.
Find work.
No, again, most definitely no.
I don't have to stay.
You do. It's what's required. What the punters want when they're buying sweaters or undies or pork chops. You are at the end of history. Heritage always is. You're doing a good job. I'd be proud.
I could make a run for it.
But you won't.
You sound sure?
If you do, you might land on someone's head. Might be a little someone in a pushchair. Whoever it is, there'll be a bloody stink. And the makers of this little tableau, circa 1840, will be taken to the cleaners. And the cleaners will all turn round and say who was responsible. And when was the last A23? And the answer will be...
you.
Tea.
Ta, very much.
And bread.
Great, ta.
Is everything all right, sir?
I think so. I just have to check your fixtures and fittings, and then there's the clock, and that's it.
Your father's asking for you, sir.
I'm coming soon.
He's in an awful temper.
Actually, can I have a word with Mr. Slatterthwaite? I'd like to check up on a few items. If you can spare a minute.
Of course.
So?
So?
I'm stuck.
Nailed in, kid.
Please?
What?
Just some more verdicts.
I shouldn't.
Personal ones.
Tempt me.
Father and mother.
Not too bad. The average age of death for men in these industries at this period was 41. As diet and living conditions improved, the workers were able to resist some of the worst aspects of their occupational day.
Father's 43.
Hasn't he done well?
The mother?
Pregnancy and childbirth were serious hazards for women at this period, and quite often a woman having 6 or 7 children could expect to lose half or more of her progeny in infantile sickness and natal death.
Then she's all right.
Really?
Since Father's accident, they don't... you know.
You're blushing.
Well, we do live rather on top of each other.
But not in your father and mother's case. Sorry, cheap jest. Accident, you said?
A year ago. Stepped on a garden rake. He was in terrible pain.
That's not in the heritage book.
One more question. Me.
The sons of the more successful artisans at this time were occasionally finding places in new occupations in the quickly growing commercial sector of the expanding industrial society.
A bank clerk? Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
What?
Mother wants me to be a bank clerk. In town. Like my Uncle David. With a nice suit and shiny shoes and nice white hands.
Could do worse.
Could I?
Out there now, there's more than a few parents stroke guardians who'd like their lads in banks instead of lying in bed and doing nothing till the afternoons, and not much after that for many of them.
You haven't really told me.
What now?
Out there. Now.
It's a long story. I should be looking at your clock.
Can you tell me nothing?
There's still quite a bit of lying and cheating and beating and killing, that do you? There's still lots of people writing seditious pamphlets, telling other truths. Lots of people making speeches. Do you see what I mean? It's filthy in here, but it seems to be working.
Will you get into trouble?
For what?
Talking to me, like you have done.
No one will know, will they? As long as you keep your mouth shut.
It won't be easy.
But no jumping off the clock onto the shoppers.
I suppose not.
We like you up here. We want you on the half hour. We like to remind ourselves about the past. It's comforting, especially in these dark, fretful days.
But you said it was a lie.
Yes, I did. Sort of.
A painting over the cracks.
It's harmless, you know.
When can a lie about history be harmless?
When it's entertainment, kid. Right, just get out of this clock and get me worksheet filled in.
Will he be coming back? Next year?
Maybe, maybe not. We have a rota. I've been on North of England's industrial path for 2 years now. They might put me on the southern area next year.
What's that?
Muck spreading and tall puddles and corn mills and all that. Makes a change. I just hope it's not Scotland, that's all.
Why?
Ooh, there's some places up there. A lot of anger, kid. A lot of bad lads. There's a granite quarry family I'd particularly like never to see again as long as I live. They make you lot look like Swiss Family Robinson.
Swiss who?
Another time, eh? You'll be all right. Time does not stand still. Even your old man here can't hold back time. Talk of the devil.
You required my presence, sir.
Just to check the gear, Mr. Slatterthwaite.
Gear?
Anvil, brosser, brushes, fashion, scraper, any problems?
Fine and fettle, thank you, sir.
Right. I've done the clock. Not really my department, but it'll do for the time being.
You're going now?
I think so. Can you sign for me?
Sign?
Red, form A23. I'll leave you a copy, in case there's any comebacks. Here.
I write my name here?
Please.
You're a very strange man, do you know that?
Average strange, I reckon.
I do anything to do with the theatre?
Never go near the place. Pun man me, sorry.
My son here tells me I remind him of somebody out of a play.
It'll be a comedy.
I don't understand what you say, you know.
I often get told that. It's a hazard of the job. Like the dust from your wheel. Not quite so damaging, I'm glad to say.
The dust from my wheel does me no harm.
See what I mean? See what you mean.
What has the boy been saying to you?
This and that.
It's nearly time to go out with the clock.
Sweeties. Hey, I'll have to live here and leave you. Can't stay for the action, I'm afraid. Ta for the tea, Mrs. Slatterthwaite.
Pleasure, sir.
Mr. Slatterthwaite.
Good day, Chair, Mr. Dawson. Inspector.
Seth.
Goodbye. And thanks.
What for?
Filling me in, kid.
Pleasant gentleman.
You think so?
He was polite and thorough.
A touch of the Mabsy.
Father.
What?
What exactly is this Mabsy? I mean, you're the only person I've ever heard use the word. I mean, what does it mean? Is it something from the theatre?
Are you trying to goad me again, lad?
Wouldn't dream of it.
You're cheerful. I can't remember when I last saw our boy smile.
What's that man been telling you?
All manner of things. Very interesting.
You want to be very careful. Look what happened to that clown Ned Ludd. There's no future in unruly behaviour and insubordination. This is your lot. Here.
There is one thing, though, Father.
And what's that?
At least we're rolling. Like the river. The sun. On the water.
Right. 30-second check. Waiting ready.
30-second check, Cranston.
I'm waiting.
Sir.
30-second check.
Thank you. Shoes. Aprons. Hammer. Brosser. Anvil. Blanks. Flange brush and fashion scraper.
Shoes, aprons, hammer, brosser.
Anvil, blanks, flange brush and fashion scraper.
Right. Waiting ready.
Waiting ready.
Waiting ready.
And it goes without saying...
Watch the wheel.
Exactly, young sir. 5 seconds to out. Waiting ready. Go!
We have been half an hour behind the times with Finetime Fontaine as Eric, Joe Simpson as Seth, Chris Brailsford as Mr. Slatterthwaite, and Alwyn May as his wife. The play was written by Dave Sheesby and directed in Manchester by Tony Cliff.